Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long in studio. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Long Showman, man, I miss you, buddy. Where you been?
Hey, Mike, I'm still around, but I ain't too far, man. I just been busy, man. Been busy down there at the port. I've been listening in, you know, kind of sitting back waiting for the fireworks, though.
Yeah, and they had plenty over the last 36 hours.
It's been boring, like we were just talking with you.
36 hours, man. Got a lot of fireworks going off.
Plenty of them. It ain't the 4th of July, and we ain't at New Year's Eve yet. No, so anyway, yeah, a lot of fireworks.
Not yet.
Yeah, Mike, thank y'all for taking my call. I was kind of tuning in, listening. And, you know, I was afraid from the beginning about this choice for our head coach. But, of course, you want to try to be optimistic and, you know, roll the dice, give the guy a chance. But I just never did have a whole lot of faith in, because of his record out there in Oakland.
Now, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. I just, you know, but hey, you got, it is what it is, and you get who you get. And sometimes there's just not enough of those really great coaches available out there. And then you've got to talk about money, of course. You know, it all comes down to money and dollars. But I think it was time. I think it was long overdue. I hate seeing anybody lose their job, period, especially in that position in the middle of a season. But it was time, and it was overdue, and I think it's time to move on. And now, that being said, Mike and Charlie, look, I'm going to try to keep the faith and have some hope. But if everybody thinks that this coach is going to come in, a special teams coach, look, I like the guy. I love him. I think he's great at what he does. But if they think he's going to wave a magic wand, and this team's going to come out and kick ass and win the next 7 or 8 games in a row, probably ain't going to happen. Do I hope it? I hope it does. Hell yeah, we all pray for that miracle. But, Mike, let's keep it real, right?
Exactly. I told that to Bob yesterday. There's some deep wounds on this football team.
It's more than the head coach.
Yeah.
Personnel.
It's much more than the head coach. It's about personnel. And my thing is, you might get a bump for a week or two. And then after that, the wounds.
You get that charge, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you don't have enough Band-Aids left. it is what it is. But, Maggie, the wound starts to open up more and more. So I agree with you. But, you know, I understand the optimism on some people about it. And I'm interested to see how he handles the big room. Because I think that does matter. I remember when Rick told me that. Rick Venturi, I got what he was meaning. I got that part exactly, that you can handle, you know, the 8 or 9 guys that you're coaching, but then it becomes 53. And you also handling people that are away from what you really know.
That was something that I actually caught when Tyron was talking about Rizzi and like kind of saying how much faith he has in him, I guess you would say. He mentioned that, you know, even though he doesn't do special teams, he still talks with Rizzi all the time. Now, Rizzi, obviously, special teams coordinator, he's got his kind of group of guys that he communicates with every day. But it's not like it's an unknown face or unknown presence on this roster. Darren Rizzi's been there for a while, Mike. Now, you know, what he can do with the 8-game kind of pitch, as we mentioned, that he's got, we'll have to see. But, you know, I'm with you, Longshoreman. I think that maybe it was a little bit overdue with Coach Allen, but at the same time, Rizzi's getting the job. We'll see what he can do.
And then now, Charlie and Mike, like we were talking off the air, Charlie, it is time. They have got to do good with these picks. I like multiple picks. I think a lot of trade was a good thing. And hey, let's do another one and get us two or three picks, because it is time. Unfortunately, we didn't want to be in this stage where we talk about rebuilding, but guess what? It's time. You got to rebuild, and you got to get draft picks.
Yeah, along Sherman is the dirtiest word in the English language.
Rebuild.
In athletes.
It scares rebuild. The bejesus out Man, of every front office. Yeah,
everybody says, oh, I'm ready for it if it happens. No, you're not. But no, you're not.
Look at the Jets.
The Jets are in the same spot as the Saints, to be honest. The Jets are in the exact same spot.
It can be downright ugly, but it's time to do it. It's time to bring in some young blood, get some good picks, bring in some players, and maybe we keep a few veterans around. But some of these guys, it's time for them to go. I love Cam Jordan. He's been a beast for us for quite a few years now. It's time for him to go. It's time for I don't know about Double D, boy. I'd like to see him stick around for one more year if he can, but I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah, and you got a little bit of bad luck too, Longshoreman, to be honest with you. When Ryan Ramczyk went down, okay, this is a guy.
He's the best offensive lineman.
He's the best right tackle, and some people thought he was the best right tackle in the NFL at one point. And then, man, the knee starts to go out on you, and then that's it. He's not going to play again in this league. He's not. And to lose that type talent at a really need position, difficult.
Yeah, it's tough. But as you
and you paid him. So you paid him.
Going back to what you're talking about as well, Longshoreman, that it's finally time to rebuild. I think the Lattimore trade is kind of the early sign. And I got the numbers early on. Tankathon has a really cool kind of draft order list. Now, this doesn't take into account comp picks because they haven't been awarded just yet. But the Saints have quite a few picks, and let's call it the top 135. And we'll talk a little bit about that later on.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.